Thank you, musicians all. You have brought us into an attitude of worship that is joyous, full of praise and meaning. The Psalms, too, are often joyous, full of meaning, written by faithful men. These Psalms are prayers, they are poetry. And often they are set to music. Now, the music that they were set to has long since faded into history. And yet the words, those meaningful words, persist to this day. Let us stand as we are able and remember those words and remember the value that the poets gave to music to honor God. Let us call ourselves to worship. Let us sing to our God a new song. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let us worship God with music.
I cried out to the Lord with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. Psalm 66:17.
Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Psalms 126:2-3.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Psalm 19:14.
If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. 1 Corinthians 13:1.
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, so the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:10-11.
Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace.
Oh, Father, come to see.
Lord watches over our ways. Let us put our trust in God's grace and confess who we are and how we have turned from our God. O God, though you ask us to delight in harmony with your teachings, we become cynical and full of doubt. Our words make the noise of tuneless gongs and screeching violins. Do not judge us, we pray, but heal us. Retune our hearts and blend our lives with the music of your heart. Then guard and protect us from the dissonance of evil and sanctify us in the harmony of truth. Amen. Let us take a silent moment to confess to God our personal sins. O Lord, let us now hear our assurance. The good news sings out with joy. In Christ Jesus, God's promise to forgive and reconcile us to God and each other has been fulfilled. Thanks be to God. With this news, this glorious news of forgiveness, peace can settle around our hearts. I say to you, may the peace of Christ be with you always. Please share that peace with whomever you meet this week, beginning with those around you now, with a nod, a smile, a wave. May be seated. This is an unusually designed service. Let us now open our hearts through prayer that we may absorb all that God is offering to us in word and music. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, you have gifted us with so many things. The sound of music, the sound of word, your word. We ask that your word is opened unto us so that we might hear it, truly hear it, in the depths of our hearts. We ask that you guide us so that we might use that word in our daily lives this day, and always. Amen. Thank you, Kathy. Through the King of instruments, the majesty of God has truly come into this place. Our first reading today comes to us from Psalms. Psalm number 150, to be precise. I am reading the New Revised Version. It begins, "Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty firmament, praise him for his mighty deeds, praise him according to his surpassing greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound, praise him with lute and harp, praise him with tambourine and dance, praise him with strings and pipe, praise him with clanging cymbals, praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen." the bell choir is packing up, I would invite all of the youngsters to come forward. Our second reading today comes to us from the Hebrew Bible, 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. Listen now to God's word in the Old Testament. Now, when the priests came out of the holy place, for all the priests who were present had sanctified themselves without regard to their divisions, all the Levitical singers, Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, their sons and kindred, arrayed in fine linens, with cymbals, harps, and lyres, stood east of the altar with 120 priests who were trumpeters. It was the duty of the trumpeters and singers to make themselves heard in unison in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. And when the song was raised with trumpets and cymbals and other musical instruments in praise to the Lord, they sang, "For he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." The house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. This is God's word for God's people. Amen.
Our next reading comes from the letter that Paul wrote to the church at Colossae. It is Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, and then jumping to 12 through 17. Listen now for Paul's words to God, for God. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please stand and join me in singing hymn number 272, God of the Sparrow.
designer of my dreams, healer of the broken, and pearl of perfect peace. You are the everlasting hope within my soul. Your love alone can make me whole. I lift my eyes and see your glory. I lift my heart and find your grace. I lift my hands and give to you my worship. I lift my voice and sing your praise. I lift my voice and sing your praise. Refuge for the weary, defender of the small.
I would be remiss if I didn't say to all of you an extra round of applause. And I don't usually applaud in church for music, but I think we should, because these musicians have worked exceedingly hard And they have offered to you and to God's glory an amazing gift. So thank you to all the musicians. Well done. Well done, good and faithful servants. The next reading to us comes from the Gospel of Mark. And there are very few references to music in the Gospels. So listen now to these very special words that happened during the Last Supper. From Mark 14, verses 22 through 26. While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said to them and gave to them, and all of them drank of it, while he said, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God. the fourth official reading of the day comes to us from the Revelation. I know that, and now I can't find my place. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, 14. Thank you, Mindy. Chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, the first part of 3, 3a. Then I looked, and there was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him were 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven like the sound of many waters and like the sound of loud thunder. The voice I heard was like the sound of harpists playing on their harps. And they sing a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and before the elders. Thanks be to God for God's word.
Please stand and join me in singing hymn number 483. Let's sing verses 1 and verses 4.
His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has been spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings.
God, Father of all that lives. We thank you for the spring when foxgloves burst up, exploding with new blooms and the pinks and purples of delicate azalea blossoms as they unfurl in shady groves. We thank you for the song of migrating birds and of streams that thunder as they rise and rush after rains. Because of all the gifts you have showered upon us, our hearts are filled with light and warmth. And today we celebrate your love, the love of a mother for her children, who calms us when we are afraid or hurt, and sings with us when we are joyous or sleepy. We thank you for being not just our father, but our mother. And thank you for the gift of all women who have shown us your love by mothering us. Bless them as they have blessed us and comfort the hearts of those whose earthly mothers were absent or harsh to heal in your gentleness. We help to those women who have hoped for the child who never came or who have lost their child and whose child now lives in your home. Guide them all through their lives and bring them joy and hope in your motherly love. Hear us now as we lift up to you the concerns of this day. We pray for the world's leaders. Help them to care for all of their people. We lift up to you our Congress and state legislature, our president and our governor. Lead them to actions which will bring this land out of the dissonance of division over any number of issues. Help them open the hearts of all who live here so that we may receive your guidance towards peaceful ways. We pray for India, whose leaders have not always heard the cries of their people. We pray, too, for people whose leaders cause them to suffer in ways we cannot grasp. Help ease their pain and lead them into the land of milk and honey as you led the Hebrews so long ago. We pray for musicians whom you have gifted with creativity and the joy of creatively bringing sound to life. We thank you for the leaders of musical groups in this church and in all churches. Scripture reminds us to sing with lyre and harp, and these people show us the way to unleashing the music in our hearts for your glory. Thank you for bringing so many faithful musicians to be a part of this congregation where they offer the gifts you have provided to them for your glory and for our joy. We lift to you children and young people. Give them joy as the school year comes to an end, and help them grow strong and true in the days ahead. We pray too for their teachers who've given their best throughout this school year. Reward them all with restful and renewing Sabbath in the summer months ahead. We pray for the hungry, the homeless, the confused, the ill, and the dying. We lift up to you those amongst us who need your extra care. We pray for Diane, who is in the hospital after suffering a concussion. We pray for Dave and Elva, Merle, Betty, Dawn, Pat, who was also recently hospitalized, Bob and Kathy, the Sayers, the Hickses, Denise and Sally. Comfort them, offer them healing and hope for the days ahead. O gracious Lord, we have asked for these gifts in the boldness that comes with the knowledge that we are your children, the children of a father and of a mother whose love knows no ending and who has taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
please stand and join me in singing the first verse of hymn number 264, When in Our Music God is Glorified.